you go. Then are there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
How many times can Trump interrupt women in one press conference?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Is that correct?
If I thought he was, she stands up. Should I let her ask another question? Go ahead. See? It's not a benefit of the doubt. I'm hit.
But
I wish you could have gone.
You would.
Well, there is
the question is.
It doesn't mean. I'd like to hear. I've been accused. Excuse me. Who got paid? Excuse me.
You didn't let me ask my question.
You've been asking a question for 10 minutes.
Allegations against.
Well, it does impact.
Hey. In relation to Alex, it's being.
They did the same thing. I'll tell you one thing. The Times. Well, that's fake news.
What message did you
get? No, I didn't say that. Fake news.
Please explain that.
Excuse me. Oh, I've had many. Thank you. That's enough, please. Okay, question? Yeah, go ahead. Sure. She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
She's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Today, I have to say that I fear for the future.
These vicious claims about me of inappropriate conduct with women are totally and absolutely false.
My family and my name have been totally and permanently destroyed by vicious and false additional accusations.
Trump charging the allegations from at least a half dozen women of unwanted groping and kissing are actually part of a dangerous worldwide conspiracy directed by the Clintons and aided and abetted by the media and international corporations.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, revenge on behalf of the Clintons.
I was accused by four or five women who got paid a lot of money to make up stories about me.
There's been a frenzy on the left to come up with something, anything, to block my confirmation.
These claims are all fabricated. They're pure fiction and they're outright lies.
False last-minute smears designed to scare me and drive me out of the process.
I don't even know who they are. They're made-up stories.
But you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
Every woman lied when they came forward.
This is a circus.
The president really launching his most aggressive and direct attack yet against not just the process and Democrats, but also the accusers. The president today cast Christine Blasey Ford and Deborah Ramirez as being part of a Democratic conspiracy, as the president put it.
I think it's horrible what the Democrats have done. It's a con game they're playing. They're really con artists. They're trying to convince. You know, they don't believe it themselves, okay? They know he's a high-quality person. He's a high-quality person. He's a great intellect. You're also not seeing him on his footing. This isn't his footing. He's never been here before. He's never had any charges like this. I mean, charges come up from 36 years ago that are totally unsubstantiated. I mean, you, as watching this, as the president of a great country, Colombia, you must say, how is this possible?
Today, the Senate Judiciary heard from Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh and one of the women who have accused him of sexual assault, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. She went first.
I am here because I believe it is my civic duty. Early in the evening, I went up a very narrow set of stairs leading from the living room to a second floor to use the restroom. When I got to the top of the stairs, I was pushed from behind into a bedroom across from the bathroom. I couldn't see who pushed me. Brett and Mark came into the bedroom and locked the door behind them. There was music playing in the bedroom. It was turned up louder by either Brett or Mark once we were in the room. I was pushed onto the bed, and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me. I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling. This is what terrified me the most and has had the most lasting impact on my life. It was hard for me to breathe, and I thought that Brett was accidentally going to kill me.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
How are you so sure that it was he?
The same way that I'm sure that I'm talking to you right now, it's just basic memory functions, also just the level of norepinephrine and epinephrine in the brain that sort of, as you know, encodes, that neurotransmitter encodes memories into the hippocampus, and so the trauma-related experience then is kind of locked there, whereas other details kind of drift.
What is the strongest memory you have?
Indelible in the hippocampus is the laughter, the uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun at my expense.
You've never forgotten that laughter. You've never forgotten them laughing at you.
I was, you know, underneath one of them while the two laughed. Two friends having a really good time with one another.
Are you aware that the three people at the party besides yourself and Brett Kavanaugh have given statements under penalty of felony to the committee?
Yes.
And are you aware of what those statements say?
Yes.
Are you aware that they say that they have no memory or knowledge of such a party?
I don't expect that PJ and Leland would remember this evening. It was a very unremarkable party. It was not one of their more notorious parties, because nothing remarkable happened to them that evening. They were downstairs. And Mr. Judge is a different story. I would expect that he would remember that this happened.
Compelling testimony, obviously emotional.
Nobody could listen to her deliver those words and talk about the assault and the impact it had had on his life, on her life, and not have your heart go out to her.
Very sympathetic witness.
I think that Dr. Ford is exceptionally credible.
She does not look like some partisan hack who's trying to take down Brett Kavanaugh.
This is a disaster for the Republicans.
Orrin Hatch told her how he felt about the testimony.
And have you found Dr. Ford credible, sir? Have you found Dr. Ford credible?
Well, it's too early to say. I don't think she's uncredible. I think she's an attractive, good witness, but it's way early.
What do you mean by attractive, sir?
Oh, in other words, she's pleasing.
Let me be clear. I'm just saying this one pleases me. Have her washed and brought to my tent. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the ambiguity.
This is not a trial of Dr. Ford. It's a job interview for Judge Kavanaugh.
Now we've heard from the alleged victim, but now it's time to hear from the hero, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who I'm told has been shadowboxing in the men's room for the last 45 minutes. Judge Kavanaugh.
What? Judge...
Judge Kavanaugh, are you ready to begin?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me tell you this. I'm gonna start at an 11. I'm gonna take it to about a 15 real quick. First of all, I showed this speech to almost no one. Not my family, not my friends, not even PJ or Tobin or Squee. This is my speech. There are others like it, but this is mine. I wrote it myself last night while screaming into an empty bag of Doritos. I'm here tonight because of a sham. A political con job orchestrated by the Clintons and George Soros and Kathy Griffin and Mr. Ronan Sinatra. Now, I am usually an optimist. I'm a keg is half full kind of guy. But what I've seen from the monsters on this committee makes me want to puke and not from beer.
Now, let me take a wild guess here. You're Brett, right?
Correct.
I thought so.
I got into Yale Law School.
Check out the big brain on Brett.
That's the number one law school in the country.
You're a smart that's right.
I had no connections there. I got there by busting my tail.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Sorry about that. Did you have it?
Beer. I still like beer.
Mm. You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage?
Sometimes I had too many beers, but I did not drink beer to the point of blacking out, and I never sexually assaulted
yes,
anyone.
Yes, you did! Yes, you did, Brett!
He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue. You were saying something about best intentions?
I don't know the meaning of the word stop. To quote my hero, Clint Eastwood's character in Gran Torino, get the hell off my lawn. Now let's do this.
Okay, well, I'm hard as hell. Senator Feinstein, you want to fight this monkey first?
Judge Kavanaugh, are you saying that all the claims of Dr. Ford, Mrs. Ramirez, and Mrs. Swetnick are false?
Doy.
Then, if you have nothing to hide, would you agree to an independent FBI investigation into the allegations?
Asked and answered. I wanted a hearing the next day. The next day!
Okay, that in no way answers my question. Would you agree to an FBI investigation?
You want a real investigation? Then just look at my calendar. And you're gonna see that every night I was lifting weights with PJ and Squee and Hansy Hank, Gangbang Greg. Which, you know, the liberal media is going to find some way to spin.
Okay, can we vote now?
No, Senator Hatch.
I just want to point out that Democrats in this committee have acted like cowards. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to hide behind the female prosecutor who we hire as a human shield.
Okay, so hi. I've got about 4,000 loose papers on this weird little baby desk they set for me here, okay? Now, okay, first of all, hello. My name is Rachel Mitchell. I'm here mostly for Twitter. And although everyone will constantly be referring to me as female prosecutor, you can really just call me straight up prosecutor, okay? Now, before we begin...
Okay, your time is up.
Okay, wow, already regretting this. Thank you.
Senator Klobuchar.
Okay, here we go. Now, Judge Kavanaugh, would you say in high school that you were a frequent drinker?
I drank beer with my friends. Almost everyone did. Sometimes I had too many beers. Sometimes others did. I liked beer. I still like beer.
Look, I like beer, okay? I like beer. Boys like beer. Girls like beer. I like beer.
I liked beer. Still like beer. We drank beer. The drinking age, as I noted, was 18, so the seniors were legal. Senior year in high school, people were legal to drink. And we drank beer. And I said sometimes probably had too many beers, and sometimes other people had too many beers. Drank beer. We liked beer.
I like beer!
Have you ever passed out from drinking?
Passed out would be no, but I've gone to sleep, but I've never blacked out.
Yes. Yes. I mean, after all, isn't one man's blackout another man's street nap?
Okay, so I asked if you drank in high school, and you said, I like beer 10 times. That leads me to the next question. Did you ever drink too many beers?
You mean, was I cool? Yeah.
All right, then tell me this, Judge. Did you ever drink so much that you blacked out?
I don't know, did you? Huh? Did you ever black out?
Excuse me?
Sorry, I didn't mean that. I think I blacked out for a second.
I accept your apology, Judge.
Order. Senator Tillis.
Thank you. I would also like to yield my time to the female assistant. Do you prefer stewardess?
Okay, I cannot believe I flew here on Southwest for this.
Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
Judge Kavanaugh, I only have one question for you. I want you to look me in the eye, in front of God, and I want you to answer honestly. That beer you like to drink, are we talking foreign or domestic?
What kind of beer do you like? Heineken? F*** that s***! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
I drink American beer.
You ain't drinking Heineken on us!
I drink American beer!
No further questions! This guy checks out! I yield the rest of my time to Miss Frizzle.
Oh. Okay, now, I gotta make this quick so we can...
Time!
Okay, damn it.
Senator Whitehouse.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask Judge Kavanaugh about his yearbook.
Oh, yearbook. Oh, we're talking about a yearbook right now?
Next one is...
Senator, what do you like?
Judge, have you... I don't know if it's boofed or boofed. How do you pronounce that?
Judge? That refers to flatulence. We were 16.
Well, the quote in the yearbook was, have you boofed yet? So if you believe Kavanaugh, he was saying to his friends, hey, you're a teenager. Have you gotten around to farting yet? Man, you gotta try it. Now, if you look it up online, boofing refers to the practice of anally ingesting alcohol or drugs. Maybe, it could be, I don't know, but it could be this is why he was confused about how much he drank in high school. Oh, you mean with my mouth.
It was flatulence. I was 16.
Could you use boof in a sentence?
Sure. I passed out from drinking, but then I boofed so loud I woke myself up.
Okay. What about Devil's Triangle?
Drinking game. How's it played?
3 glasses in a triangle. Okay, Eskimo Brothers?
Drinking game.
Eiffel Tower with Dougie One Nut?
That was a possible trip to France. It didn't pan out.
Judge Kavanaugh, my staff just Googled all these terms, and they're clearly referring to sex.
Well, that's impossible, because I didn't have sex for many, many, many years. Many years. All I did was drink a lot and not think about having sex at all. I was the proudest, drunkest virgin you've ever seen. And everyone can relate to that.
All right, now I'll jump.
Lindsey Graham.
Oh, Judge, that's right. I've been waiting to yell and shake my finger and get rid of the tomato for 15 minutes. And I know I'm supposed to shut up, because I'm a single white male, 5'10", uncut. But I will not shut up, because this is a bunch of C-R-A-P. This ain't no trial. This ain't no due process. You know what this is, Judge Kavanaugh? Do you know what this is?
Is this a real question?
This is hell. That's what it is. It's hell. Is this hell to you, Judge Kavanaugh?
Well, it's pretty bad.
It is hell. And for what? You don't just be Bill Cosby, and then suddenly you're not Bill Cosby anymore.
Okay, well, you don't have to compare me to Bill Cosby.
No, you are him. You are him. Imagine this man in handcuffs like Bill Cosby.
Just please stop saying Bill Cosby.
You put this man on Supreme Court now. No vote, no discussion. You give him a damn robe and you let him do whatever the hell he wants. Because this right now, this is my audition for Mr. Trump's cabinet. And also for a regional production of The Crucible. And let me tell you, Queen, I was good.
This whole 2-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons.
In conclusion, I'll be a non-biased and impartial judge, just an umpire calling balls and strikes secretly being thrown by George Soros and Hillary Clinton.
All right. All right.
All right, I think we've heard more than enough. Ranking Member Feinstein, would you like to say something in closing?
I just have one final question for Judge Kavanaugh. After all of this, do you really think you have the right demeanor and temperament to be a Supreme Court justice?
I went to Yale! Worked my butt off to get here. I busted my buns. I lifted weights. Every day. With Tobin, BJ, and Squee, and Donkey Dong Doug. And yeah, we had a couple thousand beers along the way. Especially my good friend Mark Judge, who can't remember huge chunks of his life, but is somehow my key witness. So am I angry? You're damn right. But if you think I'm angry now, you just wait till I get on that Supreme Court, because then you're all gonna pay.
Thursday's testimony was dark. But despite Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's moving testimony, it looked like Kavanaugh was going to sail through. Enter retiring Republican Senator Jeff Flake. Flake's the one who originally said, no, we got to have Blasey Ford testify before we vote. But then, after her testimony the next day, he released a statement that morning saying he intended to vote yes on Kavanaugh. End of story. Oops, not yet. Because on his way to vote yes, two survivors of sexual assault confronted Flake in an elevator. After that, in the middle of the committee vote, Flake got up and left to huddle with Delaware Democrat Chris Coons, and together they wanted to call for an FBI investigation, but they wanted to make sure it could be completed in a week's time. So to call the FBI, Coons and Flake squeezed into an oversized phone booth. Jeff Flake may have gone into that phone booth as Clark Kent, but he came out as Clark Kent, who is retiring from the Senate, so it's okay if he stands up to Donald Trump. They couldn't get FBI Director Christopher Wray on the phone, so instead they called Rod Rosenstein, proving once again the motto on Rosenstein's desk, Rod Rosenstein, everyone's second choice. Yes. How'd that call go? Hey, Rod, I know you're busy running the Russia investigation and getting fired for running the Russia investigation, but do you have time to run a new investigation to get fired for? As long as the review is finished by the end of the week. That's right. I want the full focus and scope of the entire FBI to get to the bottom of these troubling allegations, no matter what, as long as you can wrap them up by this Friday, because Brett and I are going to go see Venom.
A Yale College classmate of Kavanaugh's, Charles Chad Luddington, said Kavanaugh tried to deceive the Senate by downplaying his drinking habits. Luddington says on multiple occasions he saw Kavanaugh staggering from alcohol consumption.
Charles Luddington, who went to Yale with Brett Kavanaugh, says that on one last occasion, I purposely socialized with Brett. I witnessed him respond to a semi-hostile remark, not by defusing the situation, but by throwing beer in the man's face and starting a fight that ended with one of our mutual friends in jail.
Luddington telling the New York Times he witnessed Kavanaugh getting into a bar brawl after a UB40 concert.
They saw someone they thought was the band's lead singer. And the man said he wasn't and told the three of them to stop looking at him. Kavanaugh apparently became belligerent.
Brett said, "F you," or something to that effect, and threw the ice at the guy. And the guy, understandably, even though he had been aggressive in his response, found that was a little one step too far. So he took a swing at Brett. At that point, Chris Dudley, who had his drink in his hand, proceeded to mash it up against the guy's head.
When speaking to officers on the scene, according to the police report, Kavanaugh did not want to say if he threw the ice or not. So Democratic senators, don't feel bad. He won't answer cops' questions either. And more former classmates are coming out to dispute Kavanaugh's claims that he led a chaste life of church, community service, and brawls with British reggae pop bands. For instance, here's another thing that makes me question his vaunted judicial acumen. Remember Deborah Ramirez, the Yale classmate who says that at a college party, Kavanaugh drunkenly thrust his penis in her face, forcing her to touch it non-consensually? Well, under oath, in front of the Senate, Kavanaugh claimed the first time he heard about that accusation was when it was published in The New Yorker. But a former Yale classmate says she received texts about Ramirez before the article came out, including one message where Kavanaugh asked her to go on the record in his defense.
When did you first hear of Ms. Ramirez's allegations against you?
In the period since then, in the New Yorker story?
In the last period since I showed her the New Yorker penis. I mean, the new penis story. I showed her my new penis right there. That's perjury, isn't it? That's evidence that Judge Brett Kavanaugh misled Congress, or as judges would call it, perjury.
I like beer. Beer. I still like beer. Sometimes I had too many beers.
Did things he regrets.
I'm not remembering.
Brett wine.
This is a circus.
All thanks to you.
Probably had too many beers. I drank beer with my friends.
It's time to go home.
I did not drink beer to the point of blacking out.
Go back to your dorm.
We drank beer. We liked beer. Still like beer. Beer.
Well, I say that it's a very scary time for young men in America.
What's happening now? They had gang rape. Many times. So many different charges. What he's going through, 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer, right? I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And a man's life is in tatters. A man's life is shattered.
I'm in tatters. I'm in shattered.
So if he did lie about his drinking, does that mean you'll pull his...
I don't think he did. Okay. Look, here's what. I'm just saying, I'm not a drinker. I can honestly say I never had a beer in my life, okay?
Right.
It's one of my only good traits. I don't drink. Whenever they're looking for something good, I say, I never had a glass of alcohol. Can you imagine if I had? What a mess I'd be. I'd be the world's worst.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.